The Oxford High School shooter, currently behind bars, seeking assistance from his parents in his appeal against a life without parole sentence. However, court filing suggests his father, well, he may not be willing to provide the support that the shooter is looking for. Let's bring in attorney Todd Flood, managing partner at Flood Law, to talk about this latest twist in the ongoing legal battle. Attorney Flood, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
So the shooter wants access to his parents' confidential pre-sentencing reports. Now, the refusal from the family or from the father, how does that affect that his appeal strategy?
Well, it all depends whether or not there's some sort of exculpatory material that would help the judge change this life sentence. This is what the shooter wants. Shooter wants something to show that there was palpable error in the judge's sentencing for a life sentence. So when you go to, if you're put into the criminal justice system, there is a PSI, the pre-sentence investigation. This pre-sentence investigation is done by a probation officer who in turn gives a lengthy review of your background, who you are, how you came up, everything there is, job, no job, and the like. This is a private document that doesn't go outside of the courtroom. However, there is also what is called Brady material, exculpatory material. And that Brady material is mandated by the law, by the Supreme Court, returned over to the defendants. I think in this particular situation, if there was something that was in the pre-sentence investigation report that was Brady material or material that should have been exposed, there is a compelling reason to turn it over to the shooter, to the defendant. So it's going to be a battle because most of the time that's private. It's between the judge, probation officer, the prosecutor, and the defense attorneys. So here's the crux of it, though. When that pre-sentence investigation report was done, family members of the shooter were interviewed. And that material should be turned over because they're verifying what they said or how they said it or what was said. So I can see the shooter getting these pre-sentence investigation reports.
The appellate lawyers are saying that no one from his life talked about his upbringing at his sentencing. That's why they want these to come out. From the parents' point of view, they're saying, no, we don't want that. Why? Because they fear it would be made public?
You know, there may be several reasons. I can't tell you, you know, why the parents are turning their back on the shooter. You know, I mean, to me, it seems to me to be there could be other motives, other reasons why they want to turn their back on this. I can't imagine, and it would be a guess.
Well, I mean, how much would it hurt their appellate prospects if this pre-sentencing report gets out there and these family members said, oh, my God, Ethan had a horrible upbringing, and Jennifer and James were terrible parents, and this is all because of their doing. I mean, is that what Ethan's attorneys are hoping for in kind of pulling the veil off this?
I would imagine so, something to that extent, maybe. You know, I mean, what would be palpable error? What would be error for the courts? You know, imagine on the spectrum from one side to the other. What would help the shooter turn a life sentence into a non-life sentence? Something to the extent that, you got to find that he didn't have such a corrupt mind, right? There's some ability to rehabilitate him. And is there something in the parents' pre-sentence investigation report that would show this? Now, I will say that I'm just going to flip this switch here for real quick second. If the shooter went to if the parents wanted the shooter's pre-sentence investigation report, this is going to be a big issue, I think, coming up. And the shooter went to see a doctor, and the doctor gave an assessment of the how the parents were for medical, you know, whether or not he was competent to stand trial, whether or not he was insane. And he did that in the medical capacity. And the parents were not given this information about what the shooter said about the parents and their trial. That, I think, or it wasn't allowed in evidence, which was actually a ruling in the parents' case, if you all remember. This was a big issue. Mm-hmm. I think that's going to be a big appellate issue. That will be an issue to show, you know, whether or not the parents had some reasonable defense during their trial. So I think ultimately the shooter's going to get the parents' pre-sentence investigation reports, and because it was something that they participated in and the shooter participated in. I also think that the shooter's pre-sentence investigation report, where he gave information about his parents and what they were like and what they knew and didn't know about where the gun was and all of that, and whether or not they were good parents, bad parents, I think that's going to be a big appellate issue.
Always a twist in this ongoing legal battle of the Crumbleys. Attorney Todd Flood, managing partner at Flood Law. Appreciate your time this morning, my friend.
Guys, the three amigos, thanks for having me.
Yes. And we're crossing ourselves in coffee. thanks, Todd.
Coming up, a Detroit police lieutenant temporarily reassigned after allegations of a racial remark toward pro-Palestinian protesters. Was it misinterpreted? That's next on JR Morning.